Good morning. Welcome to What's Up Boone County. I appreciate you joining us this first weekend in April. You know, we had a pretty nice March. April's not started off all that great. It's gotten cold here all of a sudden, but I guess that's not unusual. I always think back when I was a kid. My brother's birthday is April 16th, and we had a blizzard 1 year when he was young. He was probably 8 or 10, and I was 10 or 12. But I'll never forget that. So every time I think spring is here, I remember we had a blizzard on my brother's birthday. I also remember we had a blizzard, not a heavy snow, but a serious snow on the day my son was born, which was May 6th of 1989. Spring has not yet officially arrived, as we know, but the spring is in the air. And with spring, we start thinking about the summer festivals that we have around Lebanon. We normally wait to talk to the sponsors and hosts of the festivals until we get a little closer, but this year, Back to the 50s is a special event, and it's our 30th anniversary of this event, which is held in the fall. And I talked to Carmen Ottiger, who's the chairman of the festival, chairperson of the festival, and she's hoping to maybe attract some support or some volunteers. So we're having this show a little early just to kind of get it on the calendar and talk about what's coming this year with Back to the 50s. And you won't be hearing from us later, although we may mention it as we get closer. But Carmen, I appreciate you coming in and being our guest this week on What's Up Boone County.
Well, thank you so much. We appreciate the early discussion of the event. We work on it all year long, so it's not like it's a surprise that we're talking about it now. We start on it really the day that the event happens. We're working on it for the year following, talking about getting things rented for the next year, like our tents and our inflatables. We're talking to that company for the following year.
Well, you've got to get in line early, don't you? Somebody else will beat you to it.
Yeah, because those things get rented pretty much that weekend for the following year. So we're talking to those companies that weekend, reserving those type of things for the following year.
Sure. Well, we'll come back and talk in more detail about the festival, but let's talk a little bit about you and your family. Did you grow up in Lebanon?
Yep. I was born and raised right here in Lebanon at the old Witham Hospital, where now the Walgreens sets.
Yeah. And you are married, are you not?
I am married. We're going on our 57th, I believe it is, anniversary. Well, we just celebrated.
Well, congratulations. And what's your husband's name, and what do you do for a living?
My husband's Larry, and he's retired from the printing industry. Worked several years in Indianapolis at Howard W. Sam's, which was printed the Aldell books.
Well, I remember Sam's. I don't remember what they published or what they printed.
Educational books.
That's right. And they were an educational
publisher. Educational books. And it was bought out by companies over the years and then finally completely shut down, and then he printed into the private industry.
All right. Well, did you work outside the home earlier years?
I did. I worked for Shell Oil Company in Indianapolis as a secretary, and then retired. Well, I left there when we had our son, and then later years worked part-time in the Boone County Courthouse in the auditor's office. I'm also a seamstress, and I still do that. Learned that trade from my grandmother.
Yeah.
And so I still do that.
Well, there's always a need for that. I sometimes need pants altered or sport coats altered. You do that on the side or not?
I do the pants. Now, sport coats is a whole different situation. And there's some very good ladies in Indianapolis that I send my gentlemen to have their sport coats.
Okay.
Done.
Well, I'll keep that in mind. So before we get off of that, do you have other children, or is your son your only child?
My son's my only child, and then I have one grandson.
Well, good. Where does your son live?
Son's here in town, and he's a maintenance supervisor at TA out at Whitestown, and my grandson lives in Indianapolis.
Well, good. Well, tell me how you got involved in what has become Back to the 50s.
Well, by accident. Lori Brown was on the committee when it began, and she asked me to help stuff envelopes. And I'm still stuffing envelopes at this time.
And this is your 30th year coming 30th up year. This fall. What was it called early on? Do you remember?
It was called Saturday on the Square because it was only Saturday and it was held on the square. And then a couple of years after it started, they added Friday night a dance. And so they ended up changing the name to back to the 50s festival.
And how did they pick 50s versus the 60s or something, for example?
The love of the 50s music, as Dick Clark used to have on their show, it's easy to dance to and we understand the lyrics. So they picked that. They used to have named the streets downtown, Bandstand, and one would be Bandstand, one might be, we had a gospel street at that time too, that we had bands that just played gospel music. So each street had a different name relative to the Back to the 50s.
So how has it, and we know the name has changed to Back to the 50s, the location has changed, we'll talk about that a little bit, but how has the event changed over time, would you say?
Well, the first couple of years they had 12 cars. We now have had a total of 300 or more sometimes. Then we started out with about six food vendors, and now we've had as many as 17 food vendors. And as far as arts and crafts, it was just local artists and maybe 12. And now we've had as many as 100 booths. We don't have that many quite now. The pandemic really cut back on the vendors, the arts and crafts, and also the huge craft shows that are put on by corporates that are now being held.
Like in Indianapolis at the fairgrounds or places like that,
yes.
They attract a big crowd.
Yeah, there's several corporates now that are putting on just craft shows, and they are wonderful shows, but they draw a huge amount of just crafters. So our craft show is smaller now, and we also have, beside the crafters, we also have civic organizations with booths. We have some businesses without our home show now. Some of our home improvement people are also in our show. So they're there to meet your needs. So our craft show is open to the home improvement as well as the civic organizations and crafters. So it's something that we've opened up to a little bit of everything.
Well, it's broadened a lot and grown in size, and you're listening to What's Up Boone County this first weekend in April. We're talking with Carmen Ottinger, the chairperson of the Back to the 50s Festival, which is going to be in its 30th, have its 30th event this fall. What are the, before we forget, what are the dates this fall?
Again, it's September 13th, and the hours are 6 to 9.
So that's a Friday evening?
That's a Friday evening. And then Saturday from 9 to 6, and the hours are from 9 to 6.
9 to 6. And the location this year will be where?
Boone County Fairgrounds.
Is that where you've been having it here for the last few years?
Yeah, from I think we're in our sixth year that we moved to the fairgrounds. We just outgrew the downtown with 200-plus custom cars. Just no place to put our cars with the growth of downtown, of the apartments, and the lack of parking for vendor space and lack of parking for those who are coming to the festival.
Sure, whether you're a vendor or a person who's exhibiting or whether you're just attending, it's got to be close enough you can park and walk a comfortable distance, or it may be not something people want to go to.
Exactly. And we just didn't have that downtown. We didn't have our facility needs that we needed, electric and water for vendors, that just wasn't there. So we needed to move to a facility that could provide that for the exhibitors as well as those attending.
So where do you have it at the fairgrounds? Do you use some of the buildings and areas around those buildings as well?
Yes, we are located mainly around the center circle. We have the RMC Hall, the RMC Advantage Hall. We have access to the old arena and It's called Plunkett Arena. We use everything that's around the center circle. Because also, while we're there, there is the Lafayette Kennel Club has their dog show.
That's part of the festival as well?
No, they're not just part of the festival.
It just happens to be at the same place at
yes.
the same time?
They've been there longer than we've been there, so we kind of moved in on their territory, but we work with them and share several things that we use together. And in the, I call it the Red Brick Building, but it's the... It has a name. I'm sorry, I don't know the sponsor name right off the top of my head, but there is an antique bottle show, and we're working with them this year with advertising, and they're there on Saturdays. So you have three things that you can attend that weekend, and I think the only cost factor is that the bottle show does charge for admission to the bottle show.
Is there any charge for attendance at the Back to the 50s Festival?
We have no charge for attendance. Now, to participate in the car show, there is an entry fee. And if you go to our fun park, we do charge for the inflatables. And I think we're using wristbands on Friday evening. And Saturday, I think there's a charge to purchase the tickets.
For the inflatables.
It's just
the... people can go and walk around
yeah.
and buy food and look at some of the crafts. But if they want to get into the car show area, there's a fee.
No. If you enter a car or a vehicle, there's a charge for the entrance for that.
Oh, but each guy charges you something to get in the vehicle?
Yeah, to enter their vehicle, there's a charge. But if you just want to come and look at the vehicles... There's no charge for you to walk around and look at the cars, trucks, and motorcycles. There's absolutely no charge for that.
What's the attraction of these old cars? How do people get excited about
seeing
old?
It's nostalgia, and it's the beauty of the restoration of these vehicles. The guys and gals that bring their vehicles have taken great pride in restoring the old cars, trucks, back to their original and then some.
How far do some of these car owners come from that bring their car?
We get them from Wisconsin, from Florida. I think that's the furthest north and south.
Well, that's pretty far.
And California from the west. As far as east, I think Pennsylvania is our furthest. We may have a New York.
Do people ever buy or sell vehicles at these shows?
Yes, we have the guys, our participants have them for sale. So,
is there a price usually? If you ask or if you look at it, can you tell what the price is?
They may have a price listed, but they may just have it for sale, and then you talk to the owner. We were able to help two of them, not last year, but the year before, sell their vehicles. Our festival photographer had taken their pictures, and we put them on our Facebook. And because the one fellow was from Frankfurt, he had not been able to sell his. He tried several times, and he had, I think, 10 responses from about six states, and he was able to sell it to the first guy that responded. He came with trailer in hand and had already sent half of the payment. And when he got there to see that it was exactly what he was looking for and exactly as listed, he had.
Well, that's interesting, you know, and you never know about that. Because, I mean, you want to buy a 1956 Chevy or something,
yeah.
and you get there and it's not as good a shape as you might have thought.
This was a 57 Nomad, and it was beautiful, and the guy came with the second half of the payment, and he left with
it. Do these people typically get cash, or do they take a check?
They'll take a good check or money order or a cashier's check.
Okay.
But cash is always...
Cash will work too, huh?
Cash always works, but the fellow from Frankfurt was very happy and let us know that had worked, and he had not been able to get it sold, and he was just... over the moon, as they say.
Well, we're going to continue our conversation with Carmen Ottiger, chairperson of this year's Back to the 50s Festival, and talk about the events scheduled for the weekend of September 13th and 14th after we take a moment to hear from our sponsors. We're back with What's Up Boone County this first weekend in April 2024, talking with Carmen Ottinger about this fall's Back to the 50s Festival. Before we get into that, I want to review a couple things. If you want information about the festival, you can go to the website www.50s festival.com, or you can look on Facebook, Back to the 50s Festival. The phone number for the organization is 866-447-5050, and you can get all the information you need from those sites. So, Carmen, tell me what's going to happen Friday night and Saturday.
Well, Friday night, we've got our, we call it our street dance, and it's held on the blacktop just south of the circle on the fairgrounds. And returning are the Bulldogs, which they are a wonderful group out of northern Indiana. They come down, and they're from 6 to 9, and they'll play our favorite 50s and early 60s music. And we'll do a hula hoop contest and twist and all that good stuff. We'll have some door prizes to give. Also, during that time, if you're dressed in 50s costumes, we'll do a costume parade starting at the info booth, ending up at the bandstand. So if you want to dress in your 50s.
Okay. I don't know that I have anything that I wore in the 50s.
Well, you can
I
wear...
wasn't very old in the 50s. Unfortunately, I was alive in the 50s. All right. So what about Saturday? Then what goes on?
Well, and also Friday night, the vendor booths are open and food's there.
Sure. Okay.
And there's cruise in.
All right.
Got a car cruise in on Friday night. Saturday, the booths are all open for you to purchase and see. The inflatables are, of course, available for the kids. And the car show is happening. And all the cars will be checking in, being judged. Awards will be later in the afternoon.
Who judges and makes decisions on the awards for the cars?
We have about 9 judges and sets of teams of 3. Part of the judges are not local. Some are local, but they...
These guys know something about old cars,
yeah,
huh? Restored
some,
cars.
Some are guys that actually work and restore cars, paint them, mechanical. They know cars. Some are car owners, so they know cars and have worked on cars. Some of them have been our judges for several years, and we're very confident in their judging. And if they know the car, they don't judge the car. Or they each judge an aspect of the car. They may judge the mechanical, they may judge the paint, they may judge the exterior, the interior.
So these cars not only look good, but they run.
You can't right.
Just you can't. They're not just meant to be put in the
they're
driveway.
They're not just pretties. They are. They've driven them there, or if they've been brought in on a trailer, they've trailered them and but set them. But they all run. So they're all judged, and so far we've not had any qualms with people about the judging. If they do, we try to work that issue out and find out what their problem is.
Sure. Before we go on with what's going to happen on Saturday, I know you've got a committee of people that help you. Who are some of the people who have been active in recent years and currently and, that you want to identify?
Yeah, most of these have been on the committee for at least 10 years or more. We've got a couple of new ones. I'll name them. And if I've missed anybody, I'm sorry, my brain... maybe a little foggy this morning. Katie Stewart, Shelby Zellers, Kevin Van Horn, Barbara Belt, Beth Walton, Jane Judd, Michael and Krista Bertrand, Jack Jones, Matt Clark, Rick and Debbie Spidell, Ann Thomas, Abby Lee. And, they are all great committee members. Have worked diligently on our committee.
Are you looking for other people to help do certain things? Is that something you could use help on?
Yes, we can always use more committee members to help fill in spots that we need something else, and definitely volunteers the weekend of. We need manpower, and that's men as in guys, help doing setup and tear down. Some of us are... we're getting a little long in the tooth, shall we say, and could use some younger fellas to help do setup of our tents and just all kinds of things that need to be done, carrying, lifting, moving of our equipment from our storage unit.
It's in the middle of September, which is a great time of the year. The weather's normally good. Normally warm and sunny, and ground is firm. And it's just, unfortunately, it's near the end of the summer season, but that's okay. It's a great time of year. So we'd encourage anybody that wants to support the organization in some way, make a contribution, or lend a hand to make this thing a success. How many people typically come to this event?
Probably around 3,000 or so during the whole weekend. It varies depending on what's happening and what piece of entertainment they want to see, what they want to come out and see, what's happening. Friday night sometimes we're in competition with football. So if it's
high school football,
if it's homecoming, I haven't looked at the schedule to see if that's homecoming weekend for Western Boone or Lebanon. So sometimes we're in competition with that. That kind of puts a little downer on our Friday night sometimes.
Well, there's only so much you can do. There's always going to be something else going on.
But then we have class reunions that Friday night and Saturday like to come out and be a part of our event.
A lot of them schedule their class reunions around the festival, don't they?
And we try to help them out with getting flyers to them to send in their mailings. And if they want to have their group meet at a certain area, we'll try to get tents set up or get them a location that their group can meet and be together. So we'll work with groups that are having class reunions.
That's a good idea. Well, let's continue on for Saturday. What goes on that day?
We, of course, have our entertainment showcase with full schedule of entertainment all day long with music, local talent, and out of town that we've brought in. For our schedule that we've got coming up, I don't have any exact times, but you can look to our website for their times. That'll be posted shortly. But and we have confirmations on almost all of the entertainment. But right now, the Talent Factory, the High School Charisma Show Choir, Midtown Mad Men is a wonderful music group out of Indianapolis. The Rigbys are coming back from Evansville, Indiana, or from Southern Indiana, and they do a tribute to the Beatles show.
Is that right?
Oh, and we've had them downtown a few years ago, but I don't think we've had them since we moved to the fairgrounds. And if you've not heard them, when we had them downtown, some of the people that were on one side of this, on the south side or north side of the square, thought we were just playing music.
Records,
you know, CDs or something. And then they walked around and saw the band that was playing, and they could not believe their ears of the Beatles music that they were playing.
That's good. Before I forget, do you have to pay a fee to the 4-H grounds to use their grounds and facilities?
Yes, we do. We pay a rental fee for the facilities that we use.
Okay.
So, and every penny that we pay is worth every...
Well, you got plenty of room. It's a good spot to meet out there. You got different spaces, you got plenty of room, you got buildings. If it rains, you can go inside.
Exactly. And I cannot say enough about Jack Jones, Matt Clark, and their team of the work that they do for us for the facilities and the picnic tables, the trash cans, taking care of the restroom, any of our wants and needs. I cannot say enough about how they take care of us.
Okay.
It is
well, Jack does a wonderful job out there as the kind of the custodian, general manager. I'm not sure what his title is, but he's the jack of all trades at the 4-H grounds, fairgrounds. He's been there a long time, and we have one of the best fairgrounds in the state of Indiana.
It's beautiful. I've been to other fairgrounds for other events, and ours is just the tops. And between he and Matt, they have come up with ingenious ideas for us to use in marking our booth identifications that we were struggling with to be able to do it quickly in between where we were set up with one thing on Friday night and needed to mark them to have them ready for Saturday, between Friday and Saturday. And they came up with such ideals, and other people saw them and went, can we steal that idea? And I said, it's not patented, I guess.
So anything new this year planned on the docket that you know of?
other than the Rigbys, Mooncats are coming back. Let's see if there's, yes, one new thing that's coming in is the remote control cars are not going to be back this year, the trucks. But in their place is the International Micro Mini Tractor Pulling Association. That's a lot of mouthful. But
what do they pull?
They pull their mini tractors and cars. They were there this last weekend. They will be there again at the end of the month if you want to jump out there and see them in one of the buildings. And they are. They're small tractors. It's like the big tractor pulls, only they're tabletop.
Okay.
And some of their vehicles look like 50s.
I bet that's fun.
I've got a video. I'm going to try to get it onto our website just as quickly as my gal can do it, because I don't know how to do that. So I've got somebody that does, and get one of the pullings on there. But they're going to be there on Saturday, and they'll have two pulls. But they'll be there part of the day getting set up, and so you'll be able to go in. They will be in the RMC Advantage building. So you must see that. There's no charge. You can go in there and see. It is loud and noisy, and the doors should be open. So it'll be noisy, but you must see them.
Well, if you got 3,000 people who are there at one time or another, you're gonna run into a lot of your friends.
Oh, yes.
You're going to see people that you maybe haven't seen in years. You'll find something of interest, whether it's a display booth or a food vendor or cars that you enjoy looking at or listening to interesting music. It's a fun weekend, isn't it?
It is. One more other thing. We hope, we have our fingers crossed, we have a request in to bring the Colts interactive trailer back this year. We had it last year. We won't know till May whether we get it or not.
Well, it depends on their schedule, doesn't it?
It's a schedule.
Yeah.
When they post it.
Well, it's good to have them there if you can get their support.
We can get it again.
Well, good. Well, Carmen, I've enjoyed our conversation. I thank you and your committee for the hard work you put in to make the Back to the 50s Festival such a special event for people in Lebanon and Boone County, and attracts people from all over central Indiana. And I encourage our listeners to put it on their calendar September 13th and 14th at the 4-H Fairgrounds here on the south side of Lebanon. And if you're interested in supporting this organization in some way, you can go to the website, you can make a contribution. If you want to volunteer your time to help these ladies and men who put this work on, your help would certainly be appreciated. So, Carmen, thanks again for being here, and thanks again for what you do for the Back to the 50s Festival.
We appreciate it so much for this time, and we hope you'll reach out to us and give us a jingle or an email, and see if you can help us on the committee, either financially or your time.
All right, that'd be great. Well, I'm not sure who our guest will be next week, so I'm going to start over again. I do know who our guest will be next week. We're going to have Julie Reagan, who's the executive director of the Community Foundation of Boone County. She's going to come in and talk about a new initiative that Lilly Endowment is supporting that will bring benefits to our community, and we'll listen to Julie and talk about what's on the docket and what's new at the Community Foundation. Otherwise, hope you have a great weekend. We'll see you next week on What's Up Boone County.